He absorbed information. He loved to know how things worked. He liked to know what shaped our world and what shaped our area here. And so when he had his grandfathers, one of his grandfathers had a big influence on him, and they were Civil War veterans. As a matter of fact, I've heard Daddy talk about when he was a child about how it wasn't uncommon at all to see old peg-legged men walking around in the square at Marietta. They were. He was raised in that kind of environment, and there were his best buddy all his growing up days was the son of a slave. His name, he called him Pink, and Pink was associated with one of my dad's uncles, that family. And everywhere Dad went, they went together as a child. They hunted and fished, and he told stories about going out and sleeping in the cotton house at night. Of course, you don't know what a cotton house is, but they'd had a practice of, where they raised cotton, they'd have a little old house on the field there where they could put the cotton in it until they got enough to make a bale. And that was a nice place to sleep if you'd been out hunting with hounds at night, you know. And he told about how they used to do that a lot. And he and Pink were big friends. And anyway, get back to, I'm just telling you that to let you, to let you know that his experience, his personal experience, spanned another 50 years in the forefront of his arrival. I can tell you both sides of the line, but his maternal side was his mother was a and her father was named Andrew. He was born right over there at the same place where Dad was, and he became a doctor. He was a doctor during the Civil War, and he also happened to be in the first graduating class when he got back from the Civil War. He was in the first graduating class of the Atlanta Medical College, which is today the Emory University Medical School. We got his diploma. My family goes way back. It goes back. My Andrew's father was named Durham. I can show you his grave. It's right over here at Willie Oak Creek, within 2 miles of where we are today. Came here in 1840s when Andrew Jackson ran the Indians out of here. So I've been here since, my family's been here since Roswell, before Roswell ever was. And I feel like I know pretty much the way it was. I think I've been exposed to it from several angles. I started to tell you about my mother. She was born in 1891 on the west side of Cobb County. She and my dad were married in 1912, and they raised 7 children, 5 boys and 2 girls. The 2 girls are alive and I'm alive. The rest of them are gone. But we used to have some rackety times around the house. I don't know. It's hard to explain to people today the type of life when all of our heat was a fireplace in one room in the house.